Good morning. It's good to be back with you again this Sunday morning. And what a wonderful song that is, talking about the love and the saving grace of our Savior, Jesus Christ. That which is nearest and dearest to His heart is the saving to mankind. And that's the theme I believe we as believers should all carry, the wanting to see the lost saved and come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Now today we continue on in the study of the end times. We're looking now in this judgments of the seals that have been opened by Jesus Christ. No other in heaven, on earth, was found except the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world. And Jesus has been opening these seals. And these are the judgments that are taking place upon the earth. We come now to the fifth seal. The fifth seal we read about in Revelation chapter 6. And verses 9 through 11. It says, "And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest for yet for a little season until their fellow servants and also brethren that they should be killed as they were should be fulfilled." We also notice in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 9, Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. In Matthew 24, verses 15 and 16, "When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains." This begins the martyrdom of Christians. This begins the second 3.5 years of the 7-year tribulation that we are talking about right now. So it starts off with the fifth seal and Christians being martyred. And those who get saved after the rapture, after all believers have been taken to heaven to be with Christ, there will be still people getting saved later. The first 3.5 years, no, there will be no one hearing the gospel, no one receiving Christ. The second 3.5 years, yes, a tremendous revival on the earth will happen and will take place. And this is the beginning of it here. Those who get saved after will face terrible persecutions and many put to death for their faith. In Daniel chapter 7 and verse 25, it tells us, "And he shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and dividing of time." So the saints shall be given into the hand of Satan, and he will begin this tremendous persecution against the believers in Christ, of Christ. Revelation chapter 12, verse 12 tells us, "Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time." Satan will storm against God and against God's saints. And Satan will enter into man, who will become the son of perdition, the man of sin, as stated in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 3. And we notice in verse 11, as we continue here in Revelation chapter 6, "And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet a little season until their fellow servants and also their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled." Revelation 20 verse 4 tells us, "I saw thrones and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God." And word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. So we see this attack now taking place and happening to all believers right now. And it'd be a horrible event, a horrible time taking place. That is the fifth seal that is happening on the judgments of God's wrath upon the earth. And we want to open now or look into the open seal, the sixth seal. And that's found in, let me set that right there. That is found in Revelation chapter 6, verse 12 through 17. And I beheld, when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, which she shaketh of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and great men, and rich men, and chief captains, and mighty men, and every bondman, and every freeman, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said unto the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come. Who shall be able to stand? At this point now, all of nature is disrupted. The islands, the lands, everything is moving. Everything is shifting. The stars begin to fall from heaven. A great earthquake is taking place on earth. The sun will become black. No light will come from the sun to the earth. The moon in turn will turn to blood red. The verse or the word here says became as blood. It became red as blood, did not turn into blood, but it indicates symbolism. It is the color of the moon that the Bible is describing right now. It points out that the stars will plummet to the earth, as we see meteorites in our day do. Everyone tries to hide in the mountains, but the mountains are moving. They try to hide from God the Father. They seek after death. They know that his wrath is coming and judgment is coming upon them. When we also look at Matthew chapter 24 and verse 29, the prophecy is written here. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. In the Old Testament book of Joel, in chapter 2 and verse 31, it says, the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. In Acts chapter 19 and verses 19 through 21, and I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's very important, that last phrase there. It's going to tie in seal number six to seal number, seal number five into seal number six, that people will be getting saved during this time and the events that are happening and taking place on the earth. And what we see now is that which people fear. People talk about it as being an apocalypse, the end times, when time will be no more. The truth of the matter is, the Bible says God has stored up his wrath. For centuries now, God's anger towards sin has been held in check. God has not judged the world at this point. God's grace is to all mankind today. God is willing to give his goodness to man and save man if they'll come to him. He's open to them. He tells us that him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out, Jesus said. And he's wanting and looking for people to believe in him so they will not have to face this horrible events should they be here when he comes with the judgment. We come to the final seal here, and the final seal is not, most likely not what you'd imagine if you were just following along in this study on the radio with me. But the seventh seal is different. We look over in Revelation chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of a half hour. I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. There was silence in heaven. Silence in heaven is because everybody will be so shocked in awe of the judgments that are taking place on the earth. There's no judgment in the seventh seal. There's simply an announcement of the next set of judgments, the trumpets. The Word of God says, and to them were given seven trumpets, to the seven angels. And now the next set of period comes into play here. The next events begin to happen. And so far we've seen an incredible amount of horror take place on earth. God's judgment coming, God's judgment falling upon mankind. You know, as we enter into the trumpets, as we go there and begin to look at it, we begin to see something take place a little bit differently. You know, while the woes and the plagues of God's wrath and man's hate goes on, the book of Revelation turns aside to discuss those who will be saved during the tribulation. Remember the Great Commission and its promise in Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. We are told, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. This age, or the times of the Gentiles mentioned in Luke chapter 21, verse 24, it states here, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive in all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. It does not end until the last Gentile ruler, the Antichrist himself, is put down. So the end of times comes when the Antichrist is finally put down. In Acts chapter 2, verses 14 and 21 refer to that, but witnessing will go on in the power of the Holy Spirit, and many are going to be saved during this tribulation time. And of course, I know some people are trying to maybe now try to comprehend and understand what's taking place here. The rapture has come. All believers are gone now. All believers are in heaven. The Holy Spirit that works through believers cannot work any longer. There are no believers to work through. Nobody is being drawn to Christ. Nobody is turning to Christ during the first 3.5 years that has been taking place. And I think there's a mistake in our thinking that one who heard the gospel before the rapture cannot be saved during the tribulation. When I was a young believer, somebody had mentioned that to me, probably another person near my age, and mentioned that to me. I went ahead and believed it until I later in life studied this out for myself and understood more clearly. There's no change in the gospel. There's no change in the promise of the gospel. You know, we look at some of the promises that are given to us and what God has shown us. In Revelation chapter 22 and verse 17, And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Well, that goes against the idea, if somebody heard the gospel before the rapture and now they're living during the tribulation, they cannot get saved. That goes against what Christ says. I don't know where these ideas start at, but they're perpetuated and they're passed on from generation to generation, it seems like. In Acts chapter 10 and verse 43, to him give all prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth shall receive remission of sins. John 6:37 tells us, and all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. This whole idea that people have reached a point of not being able to get saved any longer. You know, people sometimes fear this idea that they've sinned so much they can't get saved. As long as you come to Christ, if you come believing and trusting him by faith, you'll in no wise be cast out. You'll in no wise be rejected. And he calls for all man to come to him, receive his gift of salvation through his shed blood on the cross. It washes away the sins of man. And so if the person listening to this broadcast is saying, I've sinned so much, God doesn't want me, well, that's not true. You're the very person he came for, every one of us. We've all rebelled or sinned against God. We've all done terrible things, but he's willing to forgive us because Jesus took our punishment on Calvary. All the sins that we would have to pay for in eternity were placed upon Jesus, and he suffered all that anguish, all that pain in our place for us. And if we receive that payment that he has given, then we can find salvation. If we reject that, then we'll have to go on and make the payment ourselves, even though it's already been paid for. We'll have to go to this hell and suffer it forever and ever. And there's no reason that any one of us would need to do so. Let's look in Revelation chapter 7 and verse 1 here. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. You know, the winds of heaven speak of God's judgments on the earth, the sea, and the green vegetation. You know, this takes place after the fourth seal. These events of people getting saved and being able to get, because the fifth seal talks about the martyrdom of Christians. So after the fourth seal comes, people are now getting saved again. And so now Satan is pursuing Christians and killing them. We call them being martyred and pursuing after them. So what takes place is the Antichrist rises to power. War comes to the earth. Famine is on the earth. Death is all around us on the earth, or will be on the earth that time. And then we look at chapter 7 and verse 2. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. You know, this angel is carrying a seal. This seal signifies possession and protection. I want you to notice with me as we look in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 13 and 14. It says, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. So what we see here, this angel is coming carrying this seal. Why is he carrying it? He's carrying it representing those or for those who are getting saved. He's pointing to these angels are doing the hurt on the earth. These four angels are part of the first four trumpets of judgment. The Bible says that there are angels that appeared doing hurt on the earth. And these four angels were the first four trumpet judgments. Revelation chapter 7 and verse 3 gives us something here now. It says, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. Now, this was the sealing of the 144,000 Jews that had gotten saved. Well, I know there's a lot of confusion of who the 144,000 are on the earth that will be saved. The Bible very clearly points out that it'll be Jewish men during the time of the tribulation that will get saved. There is a religion in our time now that they speak or have spoken. I know they seem to change their doctrine from time to time. They talk about being part of the 144,000 that are chosen to go to heaven. And they are really not understanding the Bible much at all when they start saying things of that nature. They must not read it through. They've been taught something that is not really in the Bible. Notice in verses 4 through 8 here in Revelation chapter 7. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and they were sealed with 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Nephilim were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. So there are 12,000 that were saved out of the 12 tribes of Israel, which make up the 144,000. And I'm not spending a lot of time in refuting at this time the false teaching of the Jehovah's Witness, but they claim to be part of that 144,000, and they are so far off base of understanding the Bible and understanding the prophecy and why some get drawn into this. I believe they're searching, and I believe that their teaching sounds authoritative, and it sounds like it's from the Bible when they pull a verse here and pull a verse there, but when you read everything in its context, it's not talking about that group at all. But this is a very important event that is happening right here. These 144,000 have gotten saved. And next week, we'll explain a little bit further on how they ended up getting saved. And it's an amazing story of events that will happen and will take place in the future. But these now have become a witness on the earth, which will really begin the revival that will take place in all the world. And so many thousands upon thousands, millions of people will get saved, I believe, during this time, during the last 3.5 year part of the tribulation. But my friend, I would suggest that you choose to get saved prior to that, because you may enter into the tribulation. Jesus could come today or tomorrow. He can come in a few moments, but he may not come in this lifetime. And if you die in a lost condition, the Bible says you'll be separated from God into the lake of fire and eternal hell, of suffering for all eternity, to be tormented for all eternity. To gamble and say, well, I'm going to go into the tribulation and I'm going to make it through 1/4 of the population of the world dying. I'm going to live through that, and I'm going to get to the halfway marking point of the tribulation. I'm going to get saved during that tribulation. Nobody could ever predict that could really happen to them. That's a terrible way to live your life, on a gamble. But Jesus is looking to get people saved. We start our theme song out, Jesus Saves. And that's his theme ever since Jesus came to this world. The Bible says he came to save sinners. And the Apostle Paul said that, and he said, of whom I am chief. He saw the awfulness and the wickedness of his own sins. And if you're not saved today, I want to invite you to receive Christ as your personal Savior. If you're not sure how to do that, I want to invite you to come to our church services here at Bible Baptist Church. Or give us a call at 724-439-2519. We can talk you through this and help you to know if you're saved and on your way to heaven. No one wants to make a mistake. No one wants to procrastinate too long because we don't know how much time we have. Until next week, God bless you, and just keep looking up.